Christina from Women's Health Magazine. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're talking about, and everybody is so concerned with the price of gas. All you hear is pain at the pump, pain at the pump, pain at the pump.
As a matter of fact, it is.
I'm thinking about buying, I've got a pretty big gas guzzler, and I'm thinking about buying my mom's 10-year-old Toyota with the bald tires just to try to save a little gas.
Well, before you do that, let me give you some tips on maybe how you could save on the car you have, and then maybe we could talk about whether you should buy a 10-year-old car.
Yeah, tell me, is it worth saving, you know, the gas guzzler I have?
Well, basically, what you want to do is you want to get the most miles per gallon in your... If it's taking, like, 20 miles per gallon, that guzzler, you're going to want to look for a car that's going to take 30 miles per gallon instead, because it's just going to save you a load of chunk change. And the average American is commuting about 15,000 miles per year. If you're doing anything like that, you definitely want to watch and not get a gas guzzler. And you can look at fueleconomy.gov for ideas.
Well, that's the thing. I bought this car years ago, maybe 4 years ago. If I had known, and I tell everybody this, if I had known the price of gas was going to be what it is today, I never would have got it.
Right. What size is the car?
It's big. It's like, it's pretty big. It gets clocked at about 20 miles to the gallon.
Well, there are other things you could do. If you keep your tires properly inflated, you're going to improve your gas mileage by 3%. You're just going to get more mileage out of it. You want to just double check that. If you check under the hood often, and like every 2 years or even sooner, then you could save up to 40% more fuel if it's working, if it's humming properly. Other ways you could save is, do you have a roof rack for your bike on the car? Does that sound like something you have?
You know, one of my brothers is thinking about starting to bike to work. I couldn't do it because of the time of day I have to come to work.
Well, if you have the roof rack on your car, you want to take it down, but you won't have to worry about a roof rack if you're biking to work, because then you're definitely saving mileage, and it's the way to go. You should consider it. How far is your commute?
It's probably about 10 miles.
Oh, you could do that. Do you have a shower in the office?
It would be hot. Ew.
Yeah. Air freshener, Febreze.
What about just trying to find cheap gas? I mean, there's got to be some out there who's trying to undercut everybody else so he can get more customers.
Absolutely.
Right?
If you visit gasbuddy.com, you could map out the quickest routes to the best deals on gas in your neighborhood, and that could save you up to $50 a year. So you could definitely just map out a way around finding, even just saving a few pennies here and there adds up.
Boy, I wish I could just ride the bus. That'd be great. I wish I lived in... Do you live in New York City?
I do, and I ride the bus every morning.
I was just going to say, that would be so cool. You could just hop on the...
I read my magazine in the morning while I'm on the bus. I don't have to think about it. It's pretty great.
So you can sit there and you can sit back and go, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
You have to drive a car.
Yeah, but I would prefer to bike to work if I could, because it would just kind of knock out, like, I wouldn't have to worry about exercising that day, because that would count, you know, towards that, and then save time.
That's true, but then just your luck, like somebody would open their car door right as you're coming at them, and
the
you go flying over the top.
You don't understand, like, with the cab drivers, the way they drive cabs around here, that's like my number one fear. They're just swerving and opening doors in random places. Yeah.
Christina Goyanis, a lot of great tips today on how to reduce our tire footprint. Women's Health Magazine on the shelves right now.
Thank you very much.
And available by subscription, correct?
Absolutely. And you could also find out more about how to save on gas at womenshealthmag.com.
All right. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you. Bye.